Hi, this is a dictation for Corey Howell, Corey Howell. Date of service is 7/15/2024. Date of birth is 5/21/1977. The patient has an accident date of 1/6/2024 when he was a pedestrian, was hit by a car, leading to a fracture of his cervical spine that was fused in a surgery from C2 to C7. Other than that, patient has pneumothorax, bilateral pulmonary contusions, close fracture of the second metacarpal, close fracture of the right three ribs, close fracture of the transversal lumbar spine, and colis fracture. They were all operated and fixed, and patient has been recovering ever since. He's continuing to see a neurologist, Dr. Nezart, neuropsych, Dr. Triton, behavioral care. He's seeing counseling with Heidi, and for his physical therapy is at Right Way. He's also seeing an orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Hoard, H-O-A-R-D, and neurosurgeon is Dr. Toe. He saw neurosurgeon Dr. Toe recently, and he is a victim of cervical spine cord injury. He wants to continue for pain medication as he's bothered with the pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back, and right arm, right leg. And his psychiatrist has provided him with a Zoloft 50 milligram at night. And his neurologist is at Insight. His pain level is reported to be 10. ADLs are affected 10. 40% relief is obtained by the patient with the current treatment. Please review the records for the system review, ADLs, additional issues. The current pain medication is narco, substance abuse, and compliance with screen. The physical examination, blood pressure is 150 over 107, pulse 68, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit, dated 7/1/2024, dictation number 0703-020. Plan is to continue the physical therapy at 2 times per week with neck and lower back. Is considered off work, housework replacement, transportation, and case management. Is provided with Narco 7.5, 325 every 12 hours for 15 days, 30 tablets for pain relief. And Voltaren gel is provided 3% to use on the left arm and other superficial pain areas. His maps have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed. The patient is in compliance. Is advised to have the procedure for lumbar epidural steroid injection after discussing with the MRIs for him. He was found to have a herniated disc at L2-3, L3-4, L4-5 and L5-S1. This procedure will be done 4 times, and then based on the improvement, further recommendations will be made. In the thoracic spine, there are no issues found, no pathology, and cervical spine is already operated and fused, and no procedures are going to be recommended for his cervical spine. Although the findings are there, herniated disc at C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, as well as at C3-4, but I'm not sure I'm interested to do the cervical spine epidural on him at this time. We'll wait and see. Thank you.